Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaButPrime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BB AI is sponsored by Conversational Funnels, the new way to automate lead generation, qualification, and appointment bookings for service-based businesses. If you want more sales calls in on your calendar without having to pay some expensive marketing agency or hire appointment setters, Conversational Funnels are the best bang for your buck in 2024. Download the blueprint for free by going to conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Benjamin Bressington. Benjamin is a dynamic speaker, author, and CEO of Automated Tax Credits, a tax processing service dedicated to helping individuals and businesses maximize their tax benefits. With a background in law and criminology from Australia, Benjamin spent over a decade helping Fortune 1000 companies integrate gamification principles into their sales and communication strategies. Today, he leverages his expertise in AI automation and human behavior to help companies streamline their operations, boost productivity, and enhance profitability. I love that. So, Benjamin, welcome to Basic Business AI. From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
It's changing the way that tasks are done. We recently just were able to reduce 2 hours of accountant work to 60 seconds. The impact on that on our company was instead of us processing 150 to 250 files a day without too much burden, we now can process 100,000 files per day. And that's resulted in us being able to generate in excess of over $100 million in tax credits for our clients, which we wouldn't have been able to do that volume if we didn't leverage AI. So I say it's all about automating those boring tasks that get done on a day-to-day basis. And we don't realize how much of our day or how much of our team are doing repetitive, tedious, boring tasks that can now be automated.
Yeah, let's make work fun. Yes, as you mentioned, AI is really good at identifying patterns and at just doing the boring not automated, the boring patterned tasks. Tell me one practical application that you use for your business, let's get tactical here.
Yeah, so one's a simple one. So we created an AI automation team that literally were our split testers for our landing pages. So when we drive traffic to our landing pages, the whole goal is to improve conversion on your landing page, right? So that brings down your cost per lead. We were able to increase our landing page conversion from 3% to 24% in less than 2 weeks just by using AI to generate those tests. And we've now gone to further than literally automate that entire system to maximize our conversions. We've also that resulted in us being able to reduce our lead costs from $50 down to $12 per lead. So now I get five times the amount of leads for the same price, which when you think about it is a massive impact. Same audience, same offer, just an improvement in conversion. So that's one thing. I can give you another simple example if you'd be interested.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, so we do a lot of automations, and my other is our sister company that started all this is literally an automation company. So with what we're doing now, we are automating our entire company division, and we're launching hundreds of robot employees every single day. And if you can literally explain a task, I'm pretty sure I can guarantee that we can deploy an automation that will do it. So another one is images are extremely powerful when communicating a message, right? We all have heard an image is worth 1,000 words. Yet you spend all day having someone write your tweets, write your posts, write blog posts, write SEO posts, write all this content, right? But we kind of dismiss the image stuff. We've seen all the Mind Journey and all this type of stuff, Mid Journey, image creators, and everyone's like, yeah, okay, great. But one of the things I've always done is leverage comics and cartoons. And what AI is really, really good at is designing a cartoon on your topic, generating that cartoon image, and then publishing it. And you can take something that simple to now create engagement around your content. Because if you can create engagement, you can create conversions. Because without attention, you can't do anything because someone else will take your prospect's attention. So we leverage these comics because with text, it's boring. It's tedious. So how do we make it interesting? We turn these concepts, these ideas, these thoughts, these tweets into one simple comic visual that allows people to visualize this this topic. And therefore, they get to comprehend the message faster, easier, and all the benefits that go with that, right? So we created a workflow that literally can take a tweet, can take a blog post, can take a video transcript, and we just tell it to go design and create five different comics that would visualize this thought process, right? And we've even expanded that. So the new upgraded version is we've actually got five different robot writers based on five different buyer personas of our clients. So now, like when you're talking to ChatGPT, you just get that one kind of response, unless you go impersonate a single white male between the age of 35 with Republican political views. And I'm not endorsing any politics or anything like that. I'm just saying you just get the generic response. But now imagine if you could deliberately have five different writers with five different backstories completely designed around your audience starting to create your content. So now you've not only just creating content as like vanilla, one size fits all, you're now generating like a whole ice cream gelato shop style hybrid of content creation. And then you can write this into all blog posts and emails and all this type of stuff. So that's just another example of what we're doing.
I absolutely love that. I have so many questions. Oh my gosh. Okay. The simplest one is, what is your tool of preference to do that?
Our tool of preference, we have custom built our operations around Crew AI. So it's a very powerful multi-agent platform. So we've customized that. And then you just use LLMs as you want. We train LLMs on our content and our topics in our course. And yeah, it's just, you just kind of keep using the tools and keep evolving the tools. We've built our own website crawlers that allow us to go and crawl a website. So I can go crawl the top 10 tweets from particular people. So we're getting around the politics season right now, right? So if I wanted to, what they call newsjack or press jacking, which means I'm taking other people's tweets or other people's content and kind of riding that wave, I can now tell my bots to literally, hey, go follow Trump, take his last five most popular, like most influential tweets, which everyone's raving about, right? Turn it into a comic. And then when you and then go post that, but tag the people who are most influenced in that. And if you tag people like Elon or Trump or whatever in these type of visuals, they can repost them. Which, what happens then? Your image with your brand and doing whatever you're doing, and you can have a link to your website. And like, it literally gives you all this awareness traffic. It may not be the best traffic, but you know what? Eyeballs and attention are attention.
Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Benjamin, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So with automateboring.net, we actually serve companies who want to automate stuff but don't want the tech drama to deal with it. So we literally fully automate it for them. We provide them with a complete concierge service for task automation. And then we have expanded our automation into automatedtaxcredits.com, where we literally help people eliminate their tax debts and help them apply for tax credits they didn't even know they could qualify for. So we actually eat our own dog food. So there's 20 million people a year who have tax debt, tax issues, owe the IRS money. We provide them with a cost-effective option for them to either do it themselves or do it with our AI tools to remove tax debt. Or apply for tax credits. So they're the type of people we help. So there's two unique applications.
Awesome. Where can they find you?
Automatedtaxcredits.com. So automated tax credits. If you want tax help, or you know you're sitting there and you're like, oh crap, I actually owe the IRS some money. And if you want help on the automation side, just check out automateboring.net. Automateboring.net. But either of those domains, you can just add help to help at whatever the domain was, so help@automatedtaxcredits.com. And if you submit a request there, our team will help you with any of your requests that you have.
Fantastic. So we're going to wrap in here. Thanks to our guest, Benjamin Bressington, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting automatedtaxcredits.com and automateboring.net. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on for a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI, but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for our future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to solve the problem of lead generation, qualification, and follow-up by automating it completely, download the Conversational Funnels Blueprint for free at conversationalfunnels.com. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.